How does she have a kid? Drashi bekatnu soy benaros, even when she's a naro. Kishi bas kenas, shetelid benaros. Where do we have a case the girl gave birth when she's still a naro? No, she has to give birth before she's 12 and a half. So kids, she has to become pregnant when she's a katana before she was 12 years old. And that doesn't happen. Because here we're talking about that the man was manasa when she was 12, let's say, in 3 months, and she died before she's 12 and a half. So if you want to say she had a son, it had to be that she gave birth before she was 12 and a half. So it comes out she was pregnant before she was 12 years old. For the Gemara, could such a girl become pregnant? And she, could she give birth? The Atani Rav Devoy came with Rav Nachman. The baby said in front of Rav Nachman like this. The locha is, Shalosh Noshim Misham Shes B'moich. There are three ladies that have a heter when they have tashmas with the husband to put a mark, to put cotton there, to stop them from becoming pregnant. Three ladies have a heter. Rashi learns, Mishamshus b'moich, mutu lehem l'shamish b'moich. They're allowed to put cotton in there to stop the zera from making them pregnant. V'einam k'mashkisa zera. It's not called you being over there, v'era b'mashka zera. Like this, to do something to stop the zera from coming to make her pregnant, it's ashkosa zera. So three ladies have a heter to do this. Elohein, ketana, the ketana got married, she has a right to mishamshus b'moich. Umuderis, a lady that's pregnant already, so we don't want her to become pregnant a second time, so she's allowed to be mishamshus b'moich. Umanika, a lady after she gave birth, when she's still nursing, also she gave mishamshus b'moich. What's the story? Why? Ketana, we're afraid, shema tisaba b'tamas. We're afraid of the ketana, we don't want her to become pregnant. Because mashma, the katana, before she's 12 years old, becomes pregnant, we're afraid she'll die for Thomas. Muberis, what's going to be the case of an ish that's already pregnant? She'll know the lady that's pregnant. We don't want her not to mishamish kadaka normally, because we're afraid shema tas ubra sandal. Maybe like she'll become pregnant a second time, and the second one will ruin the first kid. Shrashi shema yas ubra sandal shim tesaber uba shnia poiches hasheni es surasa rishon. That the second one will take away from the first one. The daimel sandal should dark shabiyam. It's like a sun, like a fish. Kids, so we don't want the lady to become pregnant a second time. Therefore, she has a heter, mishum sakana, to mishameshes b'mech. Taita meniko, also, shemetik moles b'neho. That we're afraid, maybe she'll become pregnant, she won't be able to nurse anymore, and she won't be able to feed a kid. So mishum this, there Rashi, shemetik moles b'neho, if she becomes pregnant, she won't be able to nurse anymore. It's no good to nurse then. She won't be able to nurse, I'm afraid maybe the kid will die. So Mishum Sakon will matter these ladies to Mishameshes B'moich. Now, V'yeizel Ketana, who's called the Ketana, which girl is allowed to be Mishameshes B'moich when she got married young? Mibas Achas Asor Shana. From 11 years old, v'yay mechad, ad shtey masar v'shana v'yay mechad, until she becomes 12 years old. Pachas mikana, she's less than 11 years old, or else v'yester akein, if she's more than 12 years old, mishameshes kadaka v'lechas. Then she could have tashmas in a normal way. Because if she's less than 11 years old, for sure she won't become pregnant. If she's over 12 years old, it's healthy, it'll be alright. But mashma, if she comes pregnant before 12 years old, it's a sakana, the kid will die, and she'll die. This is Rabbi Meir Shita. So according to Rabbi Meir, we can't have it that a girl will give birth when she's less than 12 and a half. The Chumman, the Chumman say, though, no. Echadzu, v'achazu, v'achazu, mishameshes kadakoi. All these three ladies don't have a heter to mishameshes b'moich. They're not allowed to use cotton there. They ask to mishameshes kadakoi normally. Why? V'lechas. And they say a svara, or min ashamayim yirachemu. Such a thing like this is a normal way of life, to live with your wife, that you have a right to be soymech HaKadosh Baruch Hu l'arachmonos on you. Mishum shenem, the pasuk says, shoymech soyim Hashem. Hashem will watch us. So the Chum of Eis HaSol is not such a big danger, not so shchich for it to happen. On things like this, you have a right to be soymech, since it's a normal thing, to live with your wife. Therefore, you don't have to be afraid, even though she's a ketana, she's allowed to live with her husband. A Muberis, a Manika, that's what we hold the Maisa. That they were allowed to live with the husbands, and Min HaShemayim, Yirachim Olo Olof. So Rashi learns, Pachas Mikan means, Mi Basach Achav Sora. She's less than 11 years old, there's no problem, she won't become pregnant. Yes, Sir Akein, Abashtay, Mesashonim, Shemesh Kodaka, Shem Tassabu, Thomas. She gives birth, nothing will happen. But Alma, what's the Kasha? We see a Bekatnus, Lemiabra. We see when she's a katana, she doesn't become pregnant. She over the chlal later, she gave birth to a Thomas katani. Because here it says in the case that she did become pregnant when she's like 11 to 12, 11 and a half years old, that she'll die. So how can we say before in a case where mashma she had to give birth before she was 12 and a half? So the kid, she became pregnant when she was a katana. When she was 11 and a few months old, she became pregnant. So it says here that she could have a kid that would yashin her, and here the bride says mashma, if she gives birth in such a case, she'll die. The chitay, maybe you want to say like this. The Yabro Kishinara, maybe no. Here we're talking about she first became pregnant after she was 12 years old. The Yalidu Kishinara. And she gave birth also when she was an Ara. For the Gemara of Ishisha Yachim, Mikol Yalda, can somebody give birth in 6 months? The Yomah Shmuel says, Ein Beinaris Labageris, El Ashish Chadoshim. That a girl, when she's 12 years old, true, she has to have two Cyrus. When she's 12 and she has two Cyrus, that's when it starts Nairus. That's just called the Gedolah. And it lasts for exactly 6 months and not more. Once 6 months passed by, she's called a Bagaris. So you're telling me now she first became pregnant. When she was a Nairus and she's 12 years old, how could she give birth in 6 months? Because once she's 12 and there, she's a Bagaris already. So how could she give birth when she's still a Nairus? Maybe you want to tell me. That he says 6 months, he only means less than 6 months. It's never less than 6 months. For tveyika, maybe sometimes a girl can remain a naira even for more than 6 months. Like maybe there are certain simonim that have to develop in the body. The Gemara says, about a bageris, the breast develop more. Maybe she has to develop more. And if she didn't develop yet, even after 6 months, maybe she's still only a naira. So Gemara says, no. For elakomer, he said a straka loshin, he said a loshin of, ein beinaris labageris, Ela Shisha Chadashim, Ela Mashma is only 6 months. There's never a case of more than 6 months. So the case, so how do you have it here that she became pregnant when she was a Naira, and she gave birth when she was a Naira? It's only 6 months, how do you have it? Ela the Gemara says, Halchikimi Boyle. This is what the original Shaila, you take it true. The way we first asked the Shaila, where the Yesh Bagi the Kever, and then the Nafkamina is, that if there would be a Din Bageris, that she would get the Knas. She's not here. We said the Knas will go to a son. We ask the Kash now, she can't have a son. That's not the Shaila. Havad the Stanka true, she cannot have a son. Ela, the Shaila is like this. Ela, hocha kimi boile. Yeshbaga bekever ulpokaav. That's the Shaila. We say now again, the case is a man was minus this girl when she was an Ara. And then she died 2 months later. And now the father first goes to Beis Din 6 months later when she would have been a Bageris. So one Shaila is, one side is, Yesh Baga Bekever, that even though she's in the Kever, still she has a Din Bageris now. And about the time when they go to Beis Din, she has the shame Bageris on her, therefore, Pokav, the father has no right to get the money. The money doesn't go to her either, because she's dead. So who should the money go to? Children she doesn't have? I let it go to her father. That Rashi says, no, her father can't yashin her. A case like this, for sure, her father can't yashin her. Because she never had the money yet. She's not muksik in the money. A case where she's not muksik in the money, that's treat to the father can't yashin her. Or Dilma maybe ain't bag of a kever. No, she doesn't have a din by Geris. Since she's in the kever, for Lepokav, and therefore the father's reshus doesn't go off her. Therefore the father still has the right to get the knas. That was the original Shaila. But Akoponim, we see not like Abaya. Here, Rav has a tzad to say, even though she died, but Lamaisa, when the father goes to Beis Din now, the father has the right to collect the Knas. And even though she would have been a Bageris, still, since she's been kevin, there's no Din Bager. But here it's mashma clearly that even though, let's say the father would go to Beis Din right away. Let's say she was 12 years old in 2 months when the man was Manasa. She's a regular Nara. She died a month later. So she died, she's 12 and 3 months. And now she goes to Beis Din. Let's say the father would go to Beis Din. The father would go to Beis Din the next month. Before she becomes a Bageris. Mashma, for sure, the father would get the Knas then. Because she's an Ara. So Mashma, clearly like here, not like Abaya. That the Maisa, the father would get the Knas. The only tzad the father would not get the Knas is because she's a Bageris already. Yeah. In back of Kevin Lepokavia. Right. Ma Baravashi Boyelochi. Ma Baravashi says the Shaila is like this. Hachi, Misa oisa begeres, oyein oisa begeres. That's the shayla. Does mik misa make her a begeres or not? Teiku. Now the shayla is not that she, when she gets older, she doesn't get older. Mas the svaras when she's mace. That's it. The shayla is that gufa. The fact she's not here anymore, does that give her a din like she's a begeres that the father doesn't get the knas? In other words, do we hold from Abaye's drasha or not? Abaye made a drasha before. When does the father get the knas? When she's alive. First it says lavi hanara. So do we make Abaye's drasha v'loy lavi mesa that when she dies the father has no more right to get the knas? That's what it means. Yesh misa oisa begeres. Just like when she becomes a begeris, the father doesn't get the knas anymore. So what's the lacha when she dies? Does that also take away the knas from the father or not? That's the shayla. Now, as mamash the shayla, do we hold like a bayir or not? This is what it says, take her, bye bye, take her. Boy, minay, rova me a bayir. Rova has a shayla from a bayir like this. Bo leho finisarsa. Let's say a man was manasa. A man was, bo leho, a man was manasa finisarsa. And she then had erison afterwards. Now, what's the locha? Like, who did the knas go to? The shas via, she was a regular nara, psula, the father deserves to get the knas. Now she had erison. Omalei, she answered back, Mik siv v'nosan levi hanara, ashella yarosa. Does the pasuk say, give it to the father that she wasn't, she's not married afterwards? What's the difference? Vivalt v'shas via, v'shas dianusa, she was a nara, so the money goes to the father. What do I care for the fact that she got married later? What should that to make a difference? For the amount of time, according to that time, hold the time of that we learned. Go, let's say a man is minus this Nara, the Psula. Then he says, but then not only did she have Kedushim, but she had Nisuin also. She went out of her father's Rishus. She went into her Baal's Rishus, husband's Rishus. Now it says, Aloha, if you go to Bezdin now, Liatzma, that the money goes to her, the Knaz goes to her, not to the father anymore. So the Gemara here also, Miksiv and also Lavi Anara Shaloi Nesuya. Does the Pasuk say that the father only gets it if she doesn't become a Nesuyan later? Mashma, so what do you say? Even though the Pasuk doesn't say it, but it's a Svara. When does the father get the Knas? When she's still a Nara. But if she gets married, he doesn't get the Knas anymore. So Gemara says, Hochi Ashta, what does one have to do with the other? Ho, some are saying a big difference. Ho, you little Bagheris. Moitsiya Meshusav. Just like we find. Even though the Maisa Nusa man was minus the girl when she was a Nara. And at that time, the Knas was supposed to go to the father. But if they didn't go to Bezdin for 6 months, and at the time they get to Bezdin, she's the Begeris, the Locher is, the money goes to her and not to the father. Because really the way the Acharonim make the Chakir is, when you minus the girl, after the terrorist says the Knas goes to the father, the Pshat is like this, really the money should go to her. Just the Torah gave the schus of the daughter to the father. So how more the father only has the schus of his daughter calls the marchi zanara. When she becomes a bageris, she goes out of the father's rishus. So therefore the father doesn't have the din to get her money, her knas anymore. So just like a bageris, moitzia mishus av, when she becomes 12 and a half years old, the knas doesn't go to the father anymore, he doesn't have the right to take it. It goes to her. I'll tell you, Venezuelan, Bagaris is a little different. Hail of Bagaris, Messiah Meshusav, Stam. The Messiah says when a girl becomes a Bagaris, she goes out of the father's Meshus. The father can't marry Ruf anymore. The father doesn't get a Messiah, doesn't get a Messiah. Once a girl becomes a Bagaris, she's out of the father's Meshus. Unisuyan, Messiah Meshusav. When a girl has Nisuyan, after Erisim, when she has Nisuyan, she also goes out of the father's Meshus. She has no sheikh as a father, now she's with her husband. So I tell you, ma bageris, just like in the case of a bageris. Bo leo bogro, liyatsma we yamanasa. And then later she becomes a bageris, she becomes 12 and a half. And you first go to Bezdin, then the knaz goes to her. The father doesn't have the right to get it anymore. So the svara should be, af nisuyin, bo leo. Then he says, in the case where a man was first manasa, and then somebody married her, nisuyin. His last one, to throw the money she got to her, that since now, at the time you go to Bezdin, she's not Rishus Av anymore, she's married to another man, she has Nisuyin, so to throw the Knash she got to her. For the Gemara, this is a Teretz, Ela Erisin, Niko Maskim, Rishus of the Av, Lagamri, but Mashenke, when she only had Erisin Kedushin with another man, Kedushin does not take her out of the father Rishus completely. Hotanan, we learned the Mishnah in the Dorim, it says, Nara Amarasa. Let's say a girl that's a Nara, that's Amarasa. She also had Erisin. So Lacher is both Rishuyas Arana. Avio Baila Mefirin Lo Nidareha. If she makes a neder now, the Lacher is that both she and both the father and her Baal can be made from Nidareha. So you see clearly, even though she's an Arusa, still she's called Rishus Avio. The father still has to be made for the Nidorim. It's not enough for the Orus to be made for, because it's not in her, his Rishus completely. It's like in both Rishus now. That's the Svara. If she only had an Arusa, Erisin, she doesn't go out of the father's Rishus. Therefore, the Kanas still goes to the father. But in the case where she has Nesuya now, just like usually, whenever she has Nesuya and she's out of the father's Rishus completely, it's her. So also, the Kanas goes to her. Alright, stop here. You're holding the Lamed Tesamer Aleph by the Mishnah. Mishnah says, "Hamefater noisein shloisha dvorim." The case where a man is mefater means talks a girl into it, living with her, so he has to pay her three things. V'yoinis, when a man forces her, then abo, he has to pay four things. Another one. I will explain. Hamefater, if you talk the girl into living with you, again, when she's a nara and she was a psula, is noisein, you have to pay her boishes upagam. You have to pay the 50 shkolim shel kenas. But added to that, you also have to pay the boishes, the embarrassment you gave her. Or pegam will soon see how much she's worth less now. Moisef olavainis, there's another thing added in the case where you're manis, where you force the girl, you live with her. She noisin es hatzar, you have to pay the pain. When you force her, she has pain. So you have to pay her for the pain also. Now the Gemara explained, Mishnah Ma ben Oynes l'mafata. What's the difference? Another difference is that Oynes noisin es hatzar, that an Oynes where you force the girl, you have to pay it for the pain. You give her pain, the Gemara will explain exactly what the pain is. The mafata, when you talk her into it though, ain't a noisin es hatzar, then you don't have to pay it for the tzar for the pain, then she doesn't have pain. Oynes, in the case where you force the girl, noisin miyad. Then the locker is, you have to pay the chamishim shkolim, the knas, right away. Even though there's a mitzvah of aloi seal yisha, there's a mitzvah to marry her. But still, even if you do marry her later, still right now you have to pay the knas. That's the locker of an oinus. When you force her, if she's a nara and she's a psula, so true there's a mitzvah to marry her. But even before you marry, you're supposed to pay the knas. The knas is miyad. As soon as you go to Bezdin pastas lechiyib, you have to pay the knas right away. But that the Torah says, if you talk the girl into it, and you live with her, that you have to pay a chamishim shkolim, that sonu l'kashi yoytzi, when you get rid of her. So Gemara explains it means if she doesn't want to marry you. But by mafate, if she does want to marry you, then the loch is you get married, and you don't have to pay the kenas. You only have to pay the kenas by mafate when she does not want to marry you. Ho'ines, in the case where you force the girl, shoyse v'yatzisoi, you drink from the same cup that you took. In other words, since you live with her, you forced her, there's a mitzvah now, you have to marry her. Even though you don't want her, still you have to marry her. The Torah says, V'loi silisha, and V'loi yochel eshalchi, you're never supposed to give her a get. Since you are manasah, there's a mitzvah for you to marry her and stay married to her. For Yamafata, Mashenkem, when you just talk the girl into it, then it depends, Im rotza lohoitzi moitzi. If you don't want to marry her, or if you want to give her a get, you're allowed to give her a get. By a mafate, there's not a chiyuv, but you don't have to stay married to her. Ketzer now explains, what does it mean by an oinus? When you force the girl to live with her, that we say like you have to marry her. Ketzer shoysav yatzitzoi, what does it mean that you drink from the same cup? In other words, since you lived with her, you forced her, you have to marry her. That means, afilu hi chigeris, even if she's a lame girl, even if she's blind, even if she has boils all over her body, still you have to marry her. The Torah says, you are supposed to marry her, and you're not allowed to give her a get. But what's going to be, let's say you find out that she does nus, so she became a soiter, she lived with other men after you live with her, so you found out she did a dvar erva, oi she'ena ruya lover of Israel, or else there's a case that you're not allowed to marry her. The Moshe, she's a chai v'lavin, so there's a law to marry her. Then we say, then you're not allowed to stay married to her. Shenema, the Pasuk says, v'loy seal isha, that she should be your wife. So we darshin isha ruyaloy. She has to be your wife that's fit for you. She has to be a wife that's not also to you, a regular Bas Yisrael. When your man is a regular Jewish girl, then there's a mitzvah, you have to marry her. But if she's a mamzeris, if she's a chayvin lavin to you, then you're not allowed to marry her. I will see in the Gemara later on why the Chur we should say essay is Necheloy Sasei. See the Echadushim in the Mishnah, the Dinim, whether you're ma'anis the girl, you force her, or whether you're mafati, you talk her into it. So the Gemara now, Tsar Demai, it says the Chiddush in the Mishnah, when you force her, you have to pay her for the pain that you gave her. For the Gemara, Tsar Demai, what kind of pain is it over here? So Amar Avud Shmuel wanted to say, Shmuel's father, that Tsar, the pain, Shechof Tzagavi Karka. That most probably when you forced her, you had to throw her down on the ground. So when you threw her down, you gave her pain, that's the Tsar you have to pay her. His Avimimimimim is not the Tsar for the actual bee itself, when you actually live with her. And so he says, the Havimina Vaistos is because at that time, maybe she doesn't have so much pain, because at that time she has enjoyment from the actual znus, but the pain is rather after the bia. So the Havimina is your potter from Shreza Tzara. So Havimina is your Tzara, the pain you have to pay for, is the fact you threw her down on the ground. So Maskevla Rabzeri has to kash, Elo Miyat is so, Chof to Agabi Shiroyim, Hochinami the potter. In a case with a man that's manas forces this girl, throws it down, let's say on a mattress, he throws it down on clothing that she doesn't hurt herself. You want to tell me he's potter from Tsar? Pasha the Mishnah's mashram, at all times you have to pay at the Tsar. The Chitayim, maybe you'll tell me, Hochinami, it's Saka true, that when you throw it down on clothing, on a mattress, you're potter. For a time you will learn like this. Rabbi Shimon ben Yudhuaymer, Mishun Rabbi Shimon, said, Oynes, Eina Mishalom as a Tsar. As Rabbi Shimon ben Yehuda argues in our Mishnah, and he holds that when you ma'anis the girl, you do not have to pay for the tsar. Why not? He says in Svarah, Nifnei she soifoi litztoya tach.